Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same,
and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein.
It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain.
Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man.
If you don't really feel this,
turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown,
but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us,
cause we made it through that slavery
by Rolexes and Robux,
and you can't hold us down.
We hold the crown for majors before us,
and though you play with money, we still know that you below us.
Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up,
cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures.
If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim,
so I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is, what is today? Tuesday. Nope, Monday. Monday, August the 21st. Monday, August the 21st of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, as we speak, actually, especially here in the Central Time in San Antonio, the eclipse is supposed to be popping off. They say it's supposed to be full effect in San Antonio at about 1 or 1:30. So today we want to break down the esoteric meaning, overstanding, understanding, and understanding of the total solar, not lunar, solar eclipse, the path of the fallen. Brothers and sisters, I hope you brought your seat belts and you strapped in. This is going to be one of those shows, and hopefully the sound is going to cooperate with us. As you know, when we start dropping this esoteric stuff, and we start revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the hidden meanings behind these terms, which establishes these worlds or words, which establishes these sentences. A sentence is something that is given to somebody that is convicted. That's going to make up a paragraph that's going to take you to a particular charter or chapter that's going to allow you to be booked or create your book. So today we want to break down this book that is called The Solar Eclipse, what it is and what this means for you today. Brothers and sisters, let's start right off the bat with the term. First of all, again, we must establish the terms, because the terms is going to establish, again, the world, the W-H-I-R-L. It's the circle or the cycle. The word solar, soul, S-O-L, soul, S-O-L means sun. It is the sun. It also means soul, as in solar plex. So you have an outer sun and an inner sun. So the solar plex is right behind the navel or the or your belly button. And then we have the outer sun, the S-O-N, and the S-U-N. So today's events has to do with the outer sun and the inner sun, the S-O-N and the S-U-N. And it has to do with the laris or the lair. A lair is a room. Specifically, a L-A-R is the upper room. A solarium or a solarium is a glass enclosed room. That's you. It's the part of the house that is arranged to receive the sun. That's you. You are to receive the sun. His name is Yahushua, or Jesus the Christ. You're also to receive the sun. There's you in. It's releasing neutrinos or rays. You are supposed to receive those. But today, you're not going to receive those. I'm a little swindled, fused, joined with something that is not conducive to my health. Why everybody's going out to see something that is not there? So we need to understand what is really going on today, my brothers and sisters, because as everything, this today is the path of the fallen. Anybody look at the path of the sun? Have anybody Googled or researched the path that the solar, remember the words that we're using, the solar eclipse. Now, the word eclipse is the word abandoned darkness. It has to do with the blocking of the light. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want, well, you should not want, I know I don't want the light to be blocked, the light or the love. I don't want it to be blocked. So today, it's going to be blocked. So what is the spiritual ramifications, or the spiritual meaning, or the spiritual significance of the under, over, and understanding of this term, the solar plexus or the solar eclipse? Well, my brothers and sisters, if we just look at the divine message that is being sent, again, while everybody is glazing, standing up, looking, all of the occultists, all of the Masons, all of the one percenters, they understand the 33rd North Parallel. Now, don't tell nobody I told you, but Babylon was the first major city that was established on the 33rd degree. Now, everybody has heard of the Bermuda Triangle, how stuff goes there and it doesn't come back. Pimp the game, shall we? So all major events take place or occur near the 33rd degree parallel. Baghdad, Iraq, is located on the 33rd degree north parallel. The last major war, everything that's going on in Afghanistan, most major wars occur on or near, I have something to do with the 33rd degree parallel. The 33rd degree parallel. And so when we talk about that, it's established on the, how can I put this delicately? Well, let's quote, I think it was Albert Pike who said, if a life is taken close to the 33rd degree parallel, this fits with the Mason's demonic mythology of their demonstration of worldly power by splitting or combining human blood and fallen angelic blood at a predetermined location. This is a quote from a book entitled Masons and the Mystery at the 33rd degree or the 33rd parallel. Now, my name is Master Teacher 33. Let me make sure you understand. The New World Order, again, is coming. This represents, this is their flagship. This is one of the things that they want you to go out, stand and stand outside in the sky and marvel at. What are you marveling at? Well, brothers and sisters, Romans chapter 1, verse 25 says this. Romans chapter 1, verse 25 says this. Who changed the truth of God into a lie? And who worshiped and served the creature more than the creator? Who is blessed forever? So many people are worshiping the creation, stars, moon, solar eclipse, more than they're worshiping the creator of the stars, the sun, the moon, and the eclipse. How are you going to worship him? You're going to give it your time. You're going to go out there, you're going to look at the sun, and you're going to stare at it. Now, let me make sure the depth of the statement that I just made, brothers and sisters, because numbers are the key to all of the ancient cosmology, numbers. And so if we look at the divine significance of numbers, let's go back on August, again, the exact, there's 33 days before the 12th sign in the book of Revelation, or what they call the 12th month. We'll put it that way. The August 31st represents the number 33. It's 33 days from the Revelation calendar, or from a different calendar. There's also, it begins, the eclipse begin in the 33rd state, which is Oregon. The eclipse is going to end on the 33rd parallel, which is South Carolina. Don't believe me? Pimp the game. Look it up for yourself. The eclipse occurs on the 233rd day of the year, which is 33 weeks and 2 days into 2017. This eclipse that is happening today occurs on the 133rd day before the end of the year. This eclipse is going to take 1 hour and 33 minutes to cross the entire nation. This eclipse is going to end on the 33rd second. Now, all of this, again, has to do with what is called a grove in the ancient text. Inside, as I've told you guys before, which I've triple dared anybody to go into the Old Testament and look up the definition of the word, G-R-O-V-E. You will see this word, ritual. That's what today is. Today is a ritual. You will find that every from 9/11 to everything that occurs again on a day and in a location that is, again, a ley line, specific location. Because each major city, every city, Atlanta, New York, New Jersey, Houston, Dallas, every major city is sitting on top of a particular, how can we put this? You guys heard of the Georgia Stone? Well, these cities are actually light. They are emitting something. What are they emitting? Well, if you look at it, exactly what it talks about in Ezekiel 33. Also, if you take 3 times 33 years, you come up to where we are at today, which means if you go to NASA's website, NASA says today, if the observer looks on the ground and were to look under the ground, there is a gravitational influence that takes place today. The Earth, the Moon, and the Sun, because of their alignment on August the 21st of 2017, the Earth will be 151, and it has a bunch of numbers, kilometers from the sun. The moon will be X amount of kilometers. And based upon Newton's law of gravity, this calculation does something to Newton's law of force, which is neutrinos, which is Dune. So while we are standing on the earth looking up, there's something going on underneath the earth. Right now, the gravitational effect of the sun and the moon that is being exemplified on the surface of the earth during this new moon is way more dramatic than anything that happens to our entire planet. What does that mean? That means that the gravitational, or what they call the tidal force of the moon and the sun, can cause a body or a tide or a solid rock of earth to actually move or rise. Now, to the average Joe, that means nothing. What they're really saying is that the earth's crust actually bulges or actually pulls up or it actually moves. There's so much force that is being produced up on the surface of the earth. It's like if I was to pinch your skin and pull it up. That's what's happening to the crust of the earth. What this does, is, again, is this is a part of the grove, the ritual that takes place. This is the what the Satanists, they always use a specific place that has great power in numbers. This is, again, a part of the black magic that is, again, that it talks about in the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 23, where it tells us and it talks about that the religion that is practiced by the Antichrist is black magic. Now, it also talks about this in Revelation chapter 17, verse 17. Revelation 17, verse 17 tells us also that the final 10 kings that are on the face of the earth, now this is the G12. Again, the New World Order will eventually consist of 10 kings. Excuse me. This is going to establish what they call the New World Order, which is going to establish the mindset. Now, everybody knows that, you know, President, you know, Bush was a part of the skull and crossbones, and, you know, all of the presidents from Clinton on down, they all practice what they call, again, cooking. Again, you can go in, you can Google Pizzagate if you don't know what they're doing as far as cooking and with the little, taking little kids and anally penetrating them. The penetration must be anal. As I talked about before, in order to seal the soul, that's inside of my book, The Seven Seals of Satan. So inside of my book, The Seven Seals of Satan, I break this down. So on this day, there's going to be a lot of little kids that unfortunately have to go through a lot of ritual abuse in order, again, to establish the reversing of the spin of that chakra to make them mind slaves. So that way they can be part of the MK Ultra. Now, this is all broken down also inside of, or talked about, I shouldn't say, inside of all of the Illuminati's information that explains why certain things must happen on certain days. Now, Albert Pike wrote in his book, Morals and Dogma, where he talked about the First World War, the Second World War, and he predicted what is going on right now today that would start off the Third World War. And so he talked about the 11th month, which is November, and the 11th day and the 11th hour that is going to do something to align the three heavens. Even President Kennedy's assassination, which occurred on the 11th month, on the 22nd day, the 33rd parallel up in Dallas, was all a part of the rituals. This is a continuing building of black magic power that allows them to do certain things with the number 33. Everything in the Luciferian agenda has to do with master numbers. 11, 22, 33, 44, 55, 66. That's why anybody that has a master number that is born like myself on this particular date, you have an extreme polar, because it has to do with the pull on your spirit, because they need to use people who have this particular disposition, because you have a greater influence, again, on the signet or the ring or the seal of the Isis. Now, Madam Belansky, when I was part of the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn, one of the keys that they had people do was to participate in black magic. Now, I was born in this. I had no idea at the time what it was. But now, because after I've studied, again, Luciferianism, and I've studied Wicca, and I've studied perennialism, and I've studied Sufism, and I've studied Satanism, and now I understand why we had the spinning circles in the Triangle of Solomon. As I've told you, the only thing that you can never do is put that, draw that, look at that, be influenced by it, put it on your, if you put it on your wall, you can kiss your ass goodbye. It's a wrap. I had that as a logo because I was young, dumb, and stupid. Now, I pray to God that nobody else follows in my footsteps, because what happens is you opening up what is called Solomon's Signet Ring. Solomon, again, 33 is the most significant and the most powerful number of all numbers. People ask me all the time, and how do I know all this stuff? I know all this stuff automatically. Today's, I wasn't even going to do no show. Only reason I was going to do a show, this was a waste. I'm not going to say that. This was a waste of time for me. But I had a couple of people ask me about, man, I know you're going to say something about it. One particular gentleman by the name of Paul that was, we go back a little bit. He asked me on Facebook. So I was like, you know what? I'll do a show on it. Because let me make sure you understand, though. Now, I talked about this. It's two books that I recommend, that I've read, that I recommend that you don't read. But again, if you want to blow your cookies, you read it. It's called The Lesser Keys of Solomon and The Greater Keys of Solomon. In those books, you don't even know. When you're looking at those images in those books, you are being mind elf. The images, do you know what? I did the show already and wrote the book on hieroglyphics. Triple dare to look up the definition of the word hiero and then the word glyph. Look it up. So when you go to Egypt, what happens to your soul when you look at a hieroglyphics? What is a hieroglyphic? The drawings, again, that is inside of these books are based upon 3-3-3. Every angle is a third. This represents the 33, represents the third. 33 is a third. Do you remember what happened? A third of the angels fell. They turned their back on the big G. 33 represents the fallen. Anybody that has a 33 in their life path number or anything on their chart to do the 33, you are automatically under the influence of the fallen. And that's why I've been telling people for eons. I was a IMP that uses EMP to become a PIMP. And I prayed and I asked the Father on January the 1st of 2009, sitting in an apartment room with nothing in it except my Glock 40, when everybody else was out celebrating and I was debating on whether to put a bullet in my head, I asked the Father, if you show me thee and not a, if you show me the truth, instead of a version of it, I would tell everybody that would listen. And from that day of January the 1st of 2009 until this, I've been telling everybody that would listen to me about the triune hex. The hexagon, the hexagram, and the hexachord. It takes all three for you to be a card-carrying Luciferian. And most of you are, and you have no idea. Just like I was when I was a licensed and ordained minister, and I wrote it in my book, Christian Satanist. I had no clue. Satanist told me everything that I know. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means. Because whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. Everything that has to do with today's events is taking place on the 33rd that represents the one-third that is a demonstration of the one-third. This is the fallen showing you. It's like the arrogance, if you will, of Lucifer, because nobody knows what he's doing. doing, because he hides in plain sight. He's transformed himself into an angel of light. When you look up there, what are you looking at? Remember the word solar, it just simply means it's a glass enclosure that is designed to receive the light, and so something is blocking you from receiving the light. Now, that's something, again, we don't know. We just think that this is the solar eclipse. And it is. But it has spiritual significance. Well, Brother Will, what spiritual significance? Well, let's break this down a little further. See, in hexagon, the numbers 333 are placed on different points on this seal. And so the number 33, the path that the eclipse is taking today, it is going down this particular path for a specific reason. It's not starting in Oregon and ending in South Carolina as it goes across. It just didn't start on August the 21st because there's 33 days that's from the 12th sign inside of the book of Revelation. Now, what does that mean? Now, this is not no kind of, you know, death message or no countdown to Armageddon, or this ain't no, you know, no fire brimstone message. You know, I don't roll like that. But I do understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Father works in seasons or eons or ages. And so, as I talked about, there is a new heaven and a new earth, which means a neutrino, a new neutrino that has been released. This is the blocking today represents that Lucifer is blocking the neutrinos that's been released. Well, even if only for a small period of time, this is what it talks about in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. This is a very significant demonstration. It says this, a great sign appeared in heaven. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. This is what is going on today. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1 says, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and her head and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pain and agony of giving birth. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Today, according to NASA's website, the earth crust is being ripped apart the same way a woman's vagina is ripped apart during vaginal birth. The earth is giving birth. This is the sign we're coming out of the age of Leo and we're going into the age of Virgo. The Virgo is a woman clothed in the sun. The Virgo represents that. Leo, the Leo lion, is the crown. The lion is the king. So it's talking about, though, a woman clothed with the sun. That's the Virgo appearing in heaven. And on her head is the crown of the 12 stars. Where there are 12 stars in the sky, this is called the crown of 12. It represents the 9 stars and the 3 planets that makes up the astrological symbol in the sky that astrologists called Leo. So the lion is on top of the head of the Virgin or the Virgo in the sky. So in the sky right now as we speak, you can go outside and you look, if you can see the stars, you will see the sun, you will see a straight line. You will see the moon, you will see Jupiter, you will see the sun, you will see Mercury, you see Mars, you see Venus. And they're all in a straight line, and this represents the alignment. This is an astrological alignment, again, that only occurs on a specific time, which is now August 21st of 2017. So the book of Revelation is talking about what is taking place inside. Now, this was written eons, obviously way before. So the Bible, as I've been saying before, is a very prophetic book. The Bible is actually a predictive programming book, as I've said before. Now, the way predicting programming works is that if I say that everybody is going to wear a red shirt on December the 24th of 2017, well, today is August the 21st. So if I say that and I write it and enough people read it, guess what's going to happen? On December the 21st, everybody will wear a red shirt because it's predictive programming. We call it prophecy. Now, whether you call it predictive programming prophecy, it's the same shiznit. It's the same thing. But people are going to argue and debate. That's another study for another time. I need you to understand that what we're talking about, Adolf Hitler talked about it, Albert Pike talked about it, the other guy, Nostradamus, talked about it, Yahushua talked about it. A lot of people talked about it because they understand the secret of the Illuminati. And they understand that 33 appears as the most mysterious number in all, it's all over the Bible. Yahushua was 33 years old when he was crucified. The first temple in Solomon, that Solomon took and built, he was 33 years, it was 33 years before. So the number 33 has some very spiritual significance, and it always has, and it always will. So they always do everything because it represents death, resurrection, and ascension. So the number 33, again, is what they call the number of the master initiate. Because Yahushua was the master initiate. He was the master teacher. In fact, he's the only master teacher. And Yahushua did a lot of things. Now, there's a lot of other spiritual significance to this number and to this date and to today's date. Today also, again, not only is this an indication of the path of the fallen angels that represents the one third, and you will see, you can do the math yourself, that everything that's taking place from where this starts in Oregon to where it ends in South Carolina is along the 33rd, or it goes across the country in an angle that represents the 33, or represents the 33rd percent, or I should say a line, if you will, that goes across one third of the country as well. So the number 33 and the symbology of the number 33 represents the what they call Ophiuchus and the or the riding of the snake. So the riding of the snake or the riding of the beast, this is what is going on today. Now, the riding of the beast represents the number 11 and the number 11 and the number 11 where you get the 33. So the 33 or the path that the solar eclipse is taking today is the path or the riding of what is called in the ancient text the riding of the beast. Now, this simply means that this is a numerical display of the beast power, or what they call black magic. Now, to the average Joe, this is just an eclipse. This means nothing. But according to the Deep Underground Neutrino Experiment, the trajectory of the Deep Underground Neutrino Experiment, just like everything that was done in the deep underground military bases. Now, you can go to Google and type in D-U-M-B, deep underground military bases. You can go to Google and type in D-U-N-E, deep underground neutrinos. Deep underground neutrinos. Now, remember, the neutrino is the offspark. Like in them, this is why they put this in the Transformers. This is what this represents. This is a blocking of the offspark. Now, the offspark is the original subatomic particle of the big G, not the little one. Now, I don't know how to put this in the proper English language, so I'm going to do the best that I can. Now, remember, an eclipse means total darkness. It means blocking out of light, which represents love. Now, you are a light being, which is a love being, which is the next series. I need everybody that's listening to this show to be on the next series, because the next series is very important. Today's the releasing of the CME from the sun is important to your spiritual development. It is being blocked. An eclipse represents, again, a solar blockage. Now, it means a failure to appear. In the it means E-K out, eked out. It means L-E-I-P-E-I-N in the Latin. L-E-I-P-E-I-N in Latin means to leave out. So there are certain things, there is a certain neutrino that is being released, for lack of a better term, excuse me, and you are not receiving it. Now, the reason why this is so important, brothers and sisters, is because according to NASA's website, if an observer was to observe the gravitational effect on the Earth today, it represents a major, major pull on the crust of the Earth where it's actually causing damage to the Earth's surface. But everybody's standing out looking up at the sun. And underneath the Earth, they are recreating technological neutrinos to replace spiritual ones. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. What is going on right now is they are releasing technological neutrinos from the DUNE to replace what has been blocked that should be released from the sun's neutrinos. The word eclipse means an abandonment. It's like a total abandonment. When you, if I was to abandon something, so whenever you abandon something, that simply means that, okay, it's there, but you're doing something to remove it, not allowing it. And I want to say the word magic, but you know, I don't want to use the word magic because most people don't understand magic and magic spelled M-A-G-I-C and magic spelled M-A-G-I-C-K. One's good, one's bad. And so most people don't really understand the magi who overstood all this information that I'm sharing with you today. Most people don't understand that Yahushua was a magi. That's why the magi came and visited him. They was called the wise men. The three wise men was the three magi. Now, most people don't understand that a magi is simply a Christian magician. Now, I know this is contrary to a lot of people's understanding. But back in the ancient texts, everybody was cool with it and everybody knew it. This wasn't anything new. And so without this understanding of this knowledge, because it has been lost over the years, this information now that it talks about, and I have in all of my Dear Kinnear reports, I have an entire chapter that talks about the Mazaruth. And the reason why I put this inside of the Dear Kinnear reports that I do, because most people say that this is Luciferian, or this is demonic, or it's not biblical. Yet it appears in the book of Job, chapter 38, verse 31 through 32, and in 2 Kings, chapter 23, verses 3 to 5, where it breaks down what's happening today. What's happening today is a demonstration of two forces, the forces of the South and the forces of the North that it talks about in the book of Job and in the book of John. So the God of forces that it talks about inside of the Bible is the over an understanding of a word that appears inside the Hebrew Bible that is called, again, Mazalot. M-A-Z-A-L-O-T. A-L-O-T. Mazalot. So this word, again, has to do with the astrological constellation or the procession of the equinox. We call it the zodiac. So there is a language that is called Yiddish that I don't recommend you guys get into, but hey, you want to blow your cookies, knock yourself out. In the Yiddish language, they break down this term to its astrological meaning. But from a biblical perspective, it means the under, over, and understanding of this particular phrase that it talks about inside of the Bible, inside of the Septuagint. And this particular phrase in the Latin Vulgate also is in the Codex Gigas. And it has to do with the constellation. So the word Mazarut refers to the constellations. And it's connected to this word crown, which is also connected to the word corona, or not corona, or the eyeball. We'll put it that way. Corona, you know, your eyes. Let me say that again. This has to do with your vision or your ability to see. So the Mazarut refers to the word constellation. So it really refers to the word stellations, like the word installations. And so this is connected to the word crown, which is connected to the word corona, or the eyeball, or the pupil of the eye. And all of this, again, ties into your ability to see, because you see with your eyes. That's why this event has to do with a blocking of the sun. It represents the blocking of your vision, or your third eye, or your ability to see. So from an esoteric, deep esoteric meaning, this has to do with the fallen angels blocking your ability to see the true Christ. The path of the fallen is what this is about. They are going down the one-third, because one-third of them fail. That's 33%. So 33% of the angelic host, and they've decided when they fail that number 33 was going to be a part of their cloak and dagger routine, if you want to use that term. And so they've been using the Mazarut, which is the constellations, which is the zodiacs, to basically bring about or to display their black magic that is supposed to be more powerful than the white magic. Now, what's very, very important for you to understand about today's events that is taking place right now as we speak, and I'm looking outside trying to see, and it's supposed to be going on right now. The most important thing is the path. Do you remember the show that I did yesterday? I pray to God that you remember the show that I did yesterday. So the show that I did yesterday, I talked about the plain path. And we talked about the fact that the word plain has to do with you being able to see. Because if you're not on the plain path, that means that you're on a bumpy path, or a path that is not solid, or a path that, the path that I've been on, means that you can't see. So today's event has to do with the abandonment of sight. The sun lets you see. Something comes in and blocks. But what's blocking it? 33% of what? I mean, and then the way that it's been done, it is a solar eclipse and it's not a lunar. So it's not being done with the feminine energy. It's been done with the masculine energy. So notice there's no female angels inside the Helios Biblios. Not that they don't exist. Because the name Gabriel is actually Gabriel in the ancient text. But don't tell nobody I told you. There's no female angels, brothers. There's no female. There's no female nothing. There isn't even no mother. So Sophia has been changed to Proverbs. In the original text, Sophia represents wisdom. But the word wisdom is a feminine. It's female. Because wisdom comes from the female. But today's is a display of masculinity. Today is a display of the phallic symbol, which is the male genitalia. And so it has to do with the solar, but it has nothing to do with, this is not a lunar eclipse. This is a solar eclipse. It has to do with the sun. And the path, the fallen shows up, if you want to use that word, the fallen, because it represents the 33 or the 33rd parallel. And this has to do with taking you off of your path, off of your anointing, off of your calling, off of your gift, off of your game, off of your destination. The whole purpose of the Life Optimization Course, and I pray to God that everybody's listening to, I'm still doing the 50% off. So anybody that's not already a part of the Life Optimization class, email me today at masterteacher33.com. You get 50% off plus another 50% off. So you're getting it at basically, you know, one third of the cost that it normally is. That's today only. So you need to email me today so that way you can get be a part of this. Why? What's the purpose? What's the reason? To optimize your life. What does that mean? That means that you need to vibrate according to your frequency, your wave, and your vibration. What is today's date? What's happening today? Today, the eclipse takes the earth off of its frequency, off of its wave, or off of its vibration. It actually, again, causes the earth to wobble. It affects the earth's resonance. It's called Schumann resonance. So today, the earth's frequency is off. It's like, you ever have a bad day? Well, today, the earth is having a bad day. According to NASA's website, the gravitational effect today. Now, women, I'm not a woman, but I don't know. Women, do you remember when you gave birth? Any women that got any children? Was that a good day? Now, after, I'm talking about doing the labor pains before the baby came. Now, once the baby comes here, it's amazing. When a woman sees the baby, she starts smiling and takes a deep breath and it's like, man, all this pain, 9 months of grief, it was all worth it. But if you'd have caught that woman during her fifth, sixth, seventh month, eighth month of pregnancy, when she's big as a house, very uncomfortable, you know, yeah, wasn't so happy back then. She was, again, in labor. So the earth is in labor right now. The earth is in groaning, moaning. It's in labor pains. That's another one of the, again, events or one of the things, if you want to say that or use that term, that is taking place today during the total solar eclipse. But the biggest thing that you need to understand today is that the path that this eclipse is taking for you to visibly see it results in you visibly not seeing it. In other words, you're seeing, but you're not seeing. Remember, Jesus said that they see, seeing, they see not, hearing, they hear not. So we're watching an eclipse, but we can't see the eclipse, meaning we don't know what it's about. Everything about the eclipse says one third. Everything about the eclipse says 33. Everything about the eclipse is taking you off of the plain path that establishes a pathogen that releases again or activates a particular pattern that puts you on a particular pathway. Well, Lucifer got the same thing going on. And right now, today, as we speak, at least as far as the United States of America is concerned, the Revelation 12 represents, again, the riding or the path of the beast that is going across the sky so that way everybody can see. It is a great sign that appeared in heaven according to Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. That great sign is a woman clothed with the sun, represents the Virgo as the woman. Leo represents the sun or the lion or the crown. It is starting in... We're starting on, again, 33 days before the 12th sign in the book of Revelation. It begins in the 33rd state, which is Oregon. It ends in or on the 33rd parallel, which goes through South Carolina. The eclipse is taking place today, which is 233 days of the year. The 233rd day of the year. It is exactly 33 weeks into 2017. It is occurring today, which is exactly 133 days left in the year. And it's going to take exactly 1 hour and 33 minutes to cross the United States. Now, brothers and sisters, all of these 33s line up similar to what is taking place in Revelation 3, verse 3, another 33. Now, I am Matthew 6, 33. If there's anyone listening to the sound of my voice that is a 633, there is one verse of scripture you must memorize. I've memorized this when I was six. And it is my prayer, in order for you to stay on the path that's going to release the chemicals that I call a pathogen, that's going to rewrite your current pattern. Now, again, I am bipolar. That means two poles. And the way that I manage or handle, the only reason I'm not in prison or dead right now is the under, over, and understand of how to release the neutrinos or the pathogens. This is what I call neurobics, the word neurology and the word aerobics. If you combine your neurons and if you combine the right aerobics, you get neuronrobics or neurobics. Neurobics. Neurobics that we talked about yesterday releases certain chemicals and certain patterns that I have inside of my book. Both of the books that I talked about yesterday. And I'll make the same offer today that I made yesterday. The eclipse that is taking place want to put you on the path of the fallen. The big G wants you to be on the path of righteousness. Now, inside of the book, I talked about speaking in tongues, which is called glossolalia. And I quoted the study, and I have it inside of my book, Neurotheology. And what the benefits of speaking in tongues, because it replaces what I call Nazi neurons with neuro neurons. You have this ability to do this anytime you want to do it by speaking in tongues. So God uses the temporal lobe. All neurologists, again, talk about this temporal lobe and what it means and what it represents. And I break this down inside the book, and I talk about the neurons of God. That is what is going on. The sun is releasing photons. The body turns it into a neurophoton. A photon, that is Jesus or Yahushua. He's a package of light, according to James 3. Yahushua said, I am the light of the world. He didn't say he created light. He said he is light. Well, Lucifer said, hey, I've transformed myself into an angel of light. An angel is an angle. The eclipse is manipulating light because it can't produce it. That's what Lucifer does. Anytime you see light that is bent, it produces color. Let me say that again. Anytime you bend, what did Lucifer say he did? He says, I'm an angel of light. The word angel means angle. Angel is angle. Angel is angle. Anytime you see light, here's a prism. What's a prism? Solar. What's a solar? A glass room. A prism. If you shine white light through a glass, that's you. It produces a prism or a prison. You are a light being trapped inside of a dirt suit called a prism. That's what today represents. Today represents an indication of Lucifer showing off the fact that he's going to not allow this to happen. Right now, there's a VAGUS. It's called the vagus nerve. This is what is called, again, your neuro, what is called a neutrino or your neurotransmitters. So your neurotransmitters does something. The neurotransmitters are the chemical angels. It's called a messenger. Now, again, the word angel means angelos. In the Greek, angelos means messenger. That's you. Well, Lucifer, he was a what? Messenger, fallen messenger, fallen angel. fall and angle, sacred geometry. That's why he uses math, music, and language. Why? That's how messages are displayed. So you use math, music, and language. So today represents the blockage of neurological photons. So Yahushua comes down in the form of light. He's transformed by the process of melanosis. Black man, melanosis. White man, carbon, melanin, first series I did. That transformed, so that way now you have this power, dunamis power. But in order for this process to take place, there are certain communications that must happen during your nervous system. And there is serotonin. There's another chemical called GABA, GABA. There's another chemical called glutamate. There's another chemical called dopamine. There's another chemical called endorphins. There's another chemical called a histamine. There's another chemical called acetylchlorine. All of these, again, help to balance. When you're out of balance, you have what they call ADD or ADHD. Simply means you're going to suffer from certain problems because you have no sun. You have no S-U-N, you have no S-O-N. So if you don't have the sun, if you have not received the sun, that means that, as we talked about yesterday, you're not on the right path. If you understand what we talked about yesterday, wow, then you understand something that is profound. The plain path or pathogen or pattern is from Psalms 27, verse 11. This path that we see in the day is on the 33rd parallel. It has nothing to do with the path that the Father has you on. Without this over understanding, my brothers and sisters, this may sound simple, but all this is that's going on today is Lucifer's display of his ability to intercept the light. Now, everything from bioluminescence to luminescence ether to carbon, everything is what the Bible calls skion and skios. And let me close with this. Now, we can go into it, and I've done a few shows on skion and skios as well, which was simply just, that's the Greek word that means inter. Lucifer is just like in a plastic or the covering on an electrical cord. So if I was to grab an electrical cord without the rubber or the covering over the electrical cord, I'm going to get electrocuted. So the electrical cord has a covering over it to protect me, if you will. That was his original job. He was God's anointed cherub. He covered or hovered over the cord that carried the light. He's not the light. He was the bringer of the light. This that is going on today is an eclipse that is blocking the light. That is when we talk about this word S-K-I-A, which is skia, and then the word skinos, S-K-O-N-O-S. These are both Greek words that represents, again, what is going on today. That is simply the blocking or the manipulation. It is very important, although this is just an astrological demonstration, it has deep spiritual roots and deep spiritual meaning. And it's so important that you understand these deep spiritual roots and these deep spiritual meanings. Now, you don't have to go as far into studying all this stuff like I do. People say, you know, wow, man, what, Dr. Man, wow, dude, I don't know, but I can get all deep down. You ain't got to do all this stuff. I do this because I'm a teacher. God holds me accountable. I got to know what I teach. You don't have to know. So it's like, all you got to know is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But if you call to do something else, if you're part of the fivefold ministry, or if you're doing something else, when you come up and you tell somebody Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and they tell you Jesus didn't exist, what are you going to say next? And they produce proof that show that He doesn't exist. And if you cannot produce the Hashem to show them that He does exist, if you cannot produce laminin, If you ain't got no physics, if you cannot mathematically prove based upon the astrological signs, then the Bible says that every man should be able to give an account or give an answer to why he believes what he believes. So I can talk with an atheist. I've been on a plethora of atheist shows. They never invite me back. Why? Now, you can take the average Christian and take them on an atheist show. They love getting regular Christians because they mop the floor with them. Because the first thing they say is that there is no archaeological evidence that none of the biblical characters existed. And what is a Christian going to say? What are you going to say? That's all you're going to say. Because you ain't got no evidence. Because you don't understand that these characters are a personification of a biblical and a deeper revelation. And then when you say that, they're going to, what do you mean? What is a personification? And then you break down the procession of the equinox. And then you go into and you get the body and you explain that the body is the Bible. And the Bible is the body. And you talk about how the Bible says that, do you not know that your body is the temple? And you take the scriptures and you line it up with the biology. Because again, God says that all creation, the fullness, all of creation declares and shows. First of all, the heavens declare the handiwork of God. We read in the book of Psalms yesterday where it talks about all of creation. And then we read in the book of Romans where it talks about you can go outside and look at a blade of grass. And you can see the living God in living things. So the same thing Lucifer is trying to imitate what God has demonstrated. Lucifer always wants to imitate everything that God has demonstrated. And it's very important, my brothers and sisters, especially, again, if you are 33, that you understand this so that way you can give an answer, an account to why you believe what you believe. So my brothers and my sisters, let me close with some scriptures. As I talked about before, if you go to my website and you'll see my favorite scripture. Again, I'm paraphrasing it. You want to look it up for yourself. This is scripture that I've learned when I really, really get down, when times get hard. I go back to, I'm a life path 6 that happens to be a 33. So Matthew 6, first book, New Testament, 6:33. Easy. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, right standing, and all these things will be added unto you. Brothers and sisters, as somebody who understands the esoteric and the esso and the exo, the inside and the outside, somebody who's been in Lucifer's camp, and now I was a part of the fallen star, and now I'm a part of the morning star. What Lucifer does, he cannot create. He can only imitate. All he does is he takes what God meant for good, and he tries to use it for evil. But the Bible tells me that everything that Lucifer meant for evil, God is going to turn around and use it for good. There's nothing bad necessarily about this eclipse. It's just important to understand that the enemy hides in plain sight. He's using God's creation to try to get you to worship the creation rather than the creator of the creation. Like I said before, if you got a nice house, that's great. I got a nice house, but I don't sit around and worship the house. If I'm going to worship somebody, if I'm going to hang out with somebody, it's going to be the builder of the house. Because if a strong wind comes and knocks down the house, the builder can rebuild the house. The house cannot rebuild itself, but the builder can rebuild the house. Worship the builder, not the house. Brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. If you're not a part of the life optimization class and course and team, please email me today. Again, we got 50% off plus additional 50% off if you sign up today. Please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you. Some people
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.